This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the arrival of the first freight train to the Kashmir Valley, marking a significant milestone in connecting the region to the national freight network. Responding to a social media post by the Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw, the Prime Minister said it is a great day for commerce and connectivity in Jammu and Kashmir, and the development will enhance both progress and prosperity. Mr. Vaishnaw in his post said that today first freight train reached the newly commissioned Anantnag goods shed in the Kashmir Valley from Punjab. He said transportation by railway network will reduce cost for the citizens living in Kashmir Valley. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a one-day visit to Karnataka tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will flag off three Vande Bharat Express trains at KSR Railway Station in Bengaluru. It includes trains from Bengaluru to Belgavi, Amritsar to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, and Nagpur Ajni to Pune. Thereafter, he will flag off Yellow Line of Bangalore Metro and undertake a metro ride from RV Road Ragiguda to Electronic City Metro Station. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of urban connectivity projects in Bengaluru and address a public function. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Bengaluru Metro Phase 3 project worth over 15,610 crore rupees. The total route length of the project will be more than 44 kilometers with 31 elevated stations. General Manager of Southwestern Railway Mukul Chandra Mathur said, high-speed Vande Bharat trains will significantly enhance regional connectivity, reduce travel time, and provide a world-class travel experience to the passengers. India's defense exports touched 23,000 crore rupees last year and are expected to double within the next 2 to 3 years, said Dr. Sameer Kamat, Secretary of the Department of Defense Research and Development and Chairman of the Governing Council of the Defense Institute of Advanced Technology, DIAT. He was addressing a press conference in Pune on Saturday after DIAT's 14th convocation ceremony.
It's indeed a proud moment for all of us. It's a reflection of the strength of our R&D and production in the defense domain. I'm sure going ahead, this number will keep increasing. See, the present government, when it came into power in 2014, started this Atmanirbhar Bharat and Make in India. It is because of that that this, what Raksha Mantri ji has tweeted, has happened. Because today, the industry is very confident that if they are able to produce the systems within the country, the ministry will acquire the systems for our service.
Dr. Kamat stated that Indian defense equipment has high demand in Middle Eastern, African and South Asian countries. Work is underway to develop a smaller version of the BrahMos missile, while the development of the Zorawar light tank is also progressing rapidly. Heavy overnight rain in the national capital turned fatal today morning when a wall near Jaipur in Southeast district caved in, killing 7 people and injuring 1. Among them were 2 children and a woman. Many of the victims were migrant workers. After the PCR call, Delhi Police, Fire Department and National Disaster Response Force personnel reached the spot and broke through the collapsed structure to reach those trapped. All the injured were taken to AIIMS Trauma Center and Safdarjung Hospital. Despite efforts, 7 people died during treatment. Foreign portfolio investors, that is FPIs, have turned net sellers in the Indian equity markets, pulling out over 17,900 crore rupees in August so far. However, they have invested 3,432 crore rupees into the Indian debt market through Debt General Limit during the same period. Reversing 3 months of positive inflows, FPI had pulled out 17,741 crore rupees from the equity markets in July. In June, they had made a net investment of 14,590 crore rupees, while in May, the inflow stood at 19,860 crore rupees. The Indian women's team stormed into semi-finals with superb performances converted into victories today in Asia Rugby Under-20 Championship Sevens being played at Rajgir in Bihar. After defeating Kazakhstan in their first match, the Indian girls thrashed UAE team in the second clash. In the afternoon match with a commanding 31-7 triumph over UAE, the team excelled to semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.